Man, what a weekend music.
I know, right? It's been quite crazy.
It's been wild.
Before we even dive into that, what have you been saying this week, man? It's been a hot minute since we actually got together. What have you been up to?
I've been just getting ready for playoff basketball. Obviously, we're in the
Nice.
thick of it, so I'm sort of just, working through that stuff, working to do some odd end jobs here and there for the NBA stuff.
That's pretty cool.
But I've also been tapped into the music stuff a lot because it's just
How could you not?
this is the most as anybody has talked about hip hop in
What
like a year and a half. So
a nice resurgence, eh? Just
big
like,
time.
ooh.
Yeah. Like the last time someone like I feel like this amount of attention was on hip hop was when Astroworld dropped, probably, which was
Yeah,
about
I'd
a
say
year and a half
Astroworld.
ago, so.
Been more than a year and a half since Astroworld, right
Is
now.
it? See,
Time
it
just
feels so
flies by.
long. It
I
feels so
know.
long ago. Maybe the Kendrick album also. I think that was that, but that was around the same time, right, as Astroworld
Yeah, I'm
dropping.
thinking maybe
So,
Life of Pablo as well too. Just around that time, yeah.
Life
Yeah,
of
a little
Pablo
bit.
is way. Wait, no, sorry, I'm messing it up. I'm messing it up. My fault. Utopia, not Astroworld.
Oh, I thought you were
Utopia.
talking about the Astroworld area. I'm okay for
No, no,
Utopia.
no, no.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get Utopia too. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's what I meant by a year and a half. I'm mixing it up. Sorry. Utopia
Oh, I
was
got
like a
you.
year and a half ago. That was
Yeah.
probably the last time there was that this much attention, right? Like everybody was geared up towards Utopia and that Kendrick album. And
Yeah.
now it seems like we got like a civil war going on in hip hop,
Yeah.
which is just what I needed. I feel like
Yeah,
Mario.
man.
I feel like Mario when I get one of those magic mushrooms, just what I needed, It just it gives
Alrighty,
me that energy. I need it. This is exactly what I wanted out of hip hop.
Exactly.
I hate the even in basketball, we're talking about, I was just saying like I'm getting ready for the playoffs and whatnot. I hate the buddy buddy, Hate each other. Don't like each other. Get into it. Get into the rivalry of it all. It's a competitive sport, as Spotify put on a billboard in New York, It's a competitive sport.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole nother story for another day. People trying to get more clicks off of rap beef. It's like, okay, like I hate when the big companies try to like put their two cents
Well,
into it. It's like,
of course, they're gonna
I
do
know, but
that,
it's like, I know, but it's like, okay, you don't have to like blatantly do it right in front of our eyes. Like, we already know you the label and what's going on. Like, it's just like a side type of thing. But yeah, crazy week, man. Honestly, I guess I'm a little down because I've been looking for Kung Fu Kenny, man. All of us out here just trying to see what he's gonna do and respond. Everybody responded but Kendrick. No disrespect to Rick Ross, he killed his response. No disrespect to Ye, which we'll talk in a bit, man. He killed his response as well too, flipping the beat. But where is Kung Fu Kenny? It's been 10 days, you know what I mean? And we cannot find him.
Can
We
I
can't hear from
ask you a
him.
question? How
Yeah.
let me see. How long was it from like that to Drake's first response? How long was it?
Ooh, I don't know. I said a couple of days. I think it came. I think.
Couple days. It was
Yeah.
2 whole weeks. It was 14 days until they got that response. He got off tour. He finished his tour. Remember, he was doing the subliminals, the little Instagram captions and all that shit.
Okay.
And then
Okay,
2 weeks
official
later.
response, sure. Okay, yeah, an official response, but we're not even getting a peep from Kendrick. Not even like a subliminal like tweet put up, not even like a
When
meme,
was
no jokes, no nothing.
the last time Kendrick has ever been a social media person?
Do what he did last time, bro. I want to see you in the south side of Compton, man, with the barbell in the white merino. Doing push-ups, man, and doing the salute. Do that. Do something for social media. People still talk about Kendrick doing that and how scary he looked, and every time he came up with the power fist. Do something, man, instead of just like not giving us anything. I know it's been a while, but like you
Drake
gotta
is
do something. You gotta do something.
winning you over by being terminally online, and I don't blame you because he's such a hyper online person. He's so aware of what people like, want, and need in a certain moment that
Okay, now
like
you're just naming Drake songs.
what? Oh, wants and
It's
needs. But no, seriously, I honestly think he has an advantage because he's so online. Like
yeah.
he used the AI thing. We'll talk about the AI thing in a second, which I think is insane. But like he used the AI thing. The whole beef has been about AIs. Oh, is that an AI leak? Oh, is this an AI leak? Oh, is this an AI leak? Or is this real? Whatever, whatever, whatever. He used that to make fun of it using Kendrick's idols. And it's funny to me that like now there's this artificial pressure on Kendrick. Drake has somehow flipped the script in that regard. And it's just I think it's interesting because like Drake, by being online and being active, has somehow rerouted people's thinking to be like he's the one that is applying pressure, where Kendrick was originally the one that was applying pressure with Like
I
That.
don't think so. I don't think it's even like the online thing. I think it's just like we've seen the history. Like I know you can say like, oh, it's the online thing and everyone's like a microwave time and shorter attention span and TikTok, IG, Twitter, X, yada yada yada. We can go down the list forever. But I think it's just Kendrick's been known to just like throw the stuff out and then take a while to respond. So people are now expecting him to kind of, like, I know you've done this before and you take a little while to respond. Maybe just this one time you can respond a little bit earlier
Right.
instead of the rumor saying that he's gonna drop a surprise album in
For the
May.
album,
You know what I
yeah.
mean? And like that's just waiting too long. I feel like it could be waiting too long, but I feel like in this situation it might be a little bit too long, to be honest.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think he does need to respond. I agree to you. I agree
Yeah.
with you that like I think he definitely needs to respond. I just think it's interesting that the way you framed it was like he needs to respond immediately because
Not
now he's
immediately, but just sooner rather than later. Like you can't be
sure.
waiting a couple months, you know what I mean? Like you have a track record for doing that. Like everyone's giving him grace right now. Yeah, take the time that you need, but you can't be taking all the time in the world, especially when you're now reigniting the beef as strong as possible.
So how do you feel about the whole, I guess the argument that I've seen online, which is like other rap beefs have had that before, like Ether took like 3 months or Takeover took like 3 months and whatever. Like how do you feel about that?
I understand that. Yeah. No, I
Even if
get
you
that
go back
point
to like
as well
Tupac.
too.
Yeah.
I get that point as well too, especially for like the bigger artists and stuff like that. But you've also seen it like be more snappy and more punch in the G Unit days on the Clue mixtape days where people drop quick responses the next day, 2 days after, like we saw Rick Ross do. So there is a both effect. I can see both points, but at the same time, like he just can't keep taking so much time. Like he's been known for taking so much time, and the way that Drake did this one, I feel like you gotta respond. And I came on last pod saying like, yo, like Kendrick was killing it, but the fact that like, yo, Drake's mentioning your wife and stuff like that in such a demeaning way, you should probably speak up sooner rather than later. My personal preference.
I agree that he needs to respond soon. I just think we need to give him the same grace we gave Drake with 2.5 weeks of response time. And so like, yeah, he's coming up on that shot clock. Don't get me wrong. Like
Yeah.
he has about what, like a week left to
Yeah,
respond
we go film.
before that expiry date, before it kind of loses its luster. I agree that he needs to respond quick. But and it also makes me confused because like we saw the people like Rory and Maul, they pointed to, oh, Kendrick has something. The Joe Budden podcast, they pointed to, oh, Kendrick has something. And once they go
So
back
on
and
a
forth
side
and
note,
who.
I can't take anything the Maul says seriously. This man said on the old podcast for 3 straight years that Russell Westbrook was the greatest player in basketball for 3.5 seasons. I'm sorry, I
You
can't
know
take
what's
any of his
crazy?
takes
You
seriously.
know what's crazy? They were hinting at the Drake disses before they even dropped. It was wild to see that. They were like, oh, they talked about the drop and give me 50, and then they talked about the AI, the what's it called? The whole like they've hinted at pretty much every song, which means they've sort of either heard it or they heard the leak or whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't take Maul seriously considering his Westbrook take, but yeah, I feel like Drake does have like,
There's a lot of
media
dedicated
members.
Westbrook fans, man. Yo, listen.
Yeah, I know, but no, but considering like those 3 years he was talking about specifically, he was not the best player in the league. Anyways, anybody can argue me that until the cows come home. It wasn't
I got people on Twitter thinking Domantas Sabonis is the best
true.
player in the NBA, man. You can't listen to everybody's basketball opinion, bro.
Fair enough, but I think on a deeper, like more even like media well trained, considering how Drake has done so well with the Meek Mill one, he has certain media people that he can kind of like tell ideas to just like push that kind of narrative. You kind of see it when he talks to Ak, and you're correct as well too. He talked to Maul. He's been out with Maul a couple times. They do text exchanges. Me personally, I think Drake has a separate phone just for like media and stuff like that, and then he just like lets people know the narrative and stuff like that. So
Yeah,
we've been
maybe.
finding out what Drake's been thinking about through ACK or through Rory and
Yeah.
Maul and through different platforms and stuff
But
like that.
this is
So
why I'm saying, man, like he has an advantage because he will play the game. He will be he's
Yeah,
will
he'll play the game well.
he's willing to do all this stuff. I don't necessarily think Kendrick is. And like you can dock him for that. You can remove points and say he should be playing the game or whatever. Maybe he should, who knows? But he's just, I don't think he's ever been the type to tap in and play the game,
No.
do the industry stuff and all that stuff. I don't know. I
What do
could
you
be
think about
wrong
Ye jumping in though?
though. Interesting. Yeah, very interesting. So the verse was good. I thought the verse was good. I think the beat flip was sick. Like
Yeah.
it was
You know,
actually
Ye
really
had to
well
flip the
done.
beat.
Of course. Of course. It wouldn't have been Ye if he didn't like add his own flavor to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was good. I thought it was interesting that he still went at J. Cole too, where it's like, what did J. Cole even say anything, bro? J. Cole didn't even
S.
do anything.
What do you mean?
He
J.
didn't say
Cole
nothing.
didn't say anything.
Oh
J. Cole
yeah.
been throwing shots
Yeah,
at Ye
yay.
past like four years, bro. Just
False
like
prophets, man.
profits, you know what
False
I mean? A
prophets, yeah. No, you're right.
little
Okay, fair enough,
in
fair
there
enough.
too.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's crazy how he said he didn't know a Drake line and that J. Cole makes, you know, I'm not, yeah. Look, I mean, the verse was fire. I thought it was interesting that he said, like, when he met up with Future, they were all focused on the elimination of Drake. Like,
Yeah,
what? Like,
I'm
what?
gonna start that clip right here because Ye was being very wild.
How did this even come about? Who called who? Oh, yeah, Pluto called me.
Wow.
I went to the studio, laid that, and then we, went through the creative process, adding the chorus, and called the hooligans, called them out in London to get on and join. And, everybody was very, very excited about the elimination of Drake.
Yo.
We were not excited, we was energized.
Yeah, that's insane to me, man. Just what does that call even look
That
like?
sounds
Come
like
to the studio.
Thanos. They really be treating Drake like Thanos. I think, there's two different ways to look at it. It's like, okay, from Kendrick's perspective, Kendrick hasn't said a word since the Like That drop, but he has forced Drake into so many different actions just by the fear of Kendrick responding. Drake has responded twice, done the AI thing, even leaned into the whole groomer thing, whatever, right? Like he's done that. And then on the other side, you could say that, dog, these people are so like, they're so tired of Drake. Drake has done so much to them that they're all teaming up in order to end this dude like it's Thanos and the Avengers. And it's crazy to me that that is the way this thing is going down. That's why I started with this is a hip hop civil war. This is a rap civil war because, like, it really is. People are choosing sides, and fans are choosing sides, by the way. Like, you go online and people are already dead set that Drake is winning or Kendrick is already winning or whoever, instead of just enjoying what the rap beef is.
I've been
It's
getting a
crazy.
lot angry lately because I'd be on IG. I'd be talking to people like in like group chats and stuff like that for the pages, and people be like, "Yo, like Kendrick's so washed and stuff like that." I'd be like, "Yo, like what are you doing right now? Like what do you mean? Like you just was playing Kendrick a couple weeks ago. Now he's washed. People are really picking sides and
Yeah.
not looking back. I'm like, wow, okay, it's
It's
really like
crazy. It's
that,
crazy. It's really like that. No pun intended. Yeah, Ye jumping in there is cool and all. I thought he was a cool verse. I don't know if Drake is ever gonna respond to that or whatever.
Nah, Ye was just bored. Probably wanted some attention because attention's not on him for once.
Yeah,
He's
and
like,
he's
I gotta do
probably prepping
something.
for Vultures 2, right? Like he's gonna drop Vultures 2 at some point. We'll see. I kind of want to talk about the AI element in all of this
Yeah,
because
let's go for it.
I think it's such a dangerous, slippery ass slope that we're headed towards. And mu music is sort of the first example because of how, I guess, how quickly AI is getting good at making music, right? I think a rapper like Drake endorsing and using AI to do Tupac, to do Snoop, to whatever, essentially co-signing AI in music by doing that is one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen in terms of music industry stuff. I think it's hella, it sets a terrible precedent for
It does.
what is what moving forward with AI has to do with music. I think
I
it's just,
couldn't agree anymore.
yeah, it's just bad. Like, and you know, I think it's important to mention that all of these rappers are bringing up the fact that Drake is in Lucian kind of his pockets, you know, and to
Lucian Gray
know,
from Rick Ross to Kanye, yeah.
yeah, and to know that this guy, who is clearly in bed with some of the highest level music executives, is co-signing AI. And these music executives want to obviously incorporate AI more into the music industry. It just seems like there's such a very obvious, you know, I guess, like it's a slippery slope. And I think a dude like Drake, who is one of the biggest artists in the world, sort of co-signing this and saying, hey, this is acceptable to do. It's
Yeah,
just,
no,
it sets a terrible precedent, you
it
know?
does
No, no
a
matter
terrible
how
thing.
fire it was, no matter how cool it was to hear Tupac and Snoop or whatever, or even Drake's third verse, if Drake had just dropped the third verse by itself, I think it would have done just as much damage. But I don't know, man. I don't like that. I don't think I'm with that.
Don't really like that either, to be honest. And it takes a lot of steam and a lot of like energy out of these diss tracks, man, because it's the first time ever in hip hop history we've ever experienced something like that. They'd have to deal like this before where you're wondering, yo, is this diss track real? Is it fake? Is it AI? This never really happened before. Like you heard the person's voice, yo, whether it's a leak or not, like this diss track either goes crazy or it goes horribly wrong. But to have people now and the consumer second guess what's real and what's not real, it's kind of like very eerie to the point like, okay, like what's the next two or three or next half a decade's gonna look like? For instance, remember that that AI rapper FN Mika they brought
Yeah.
out?
Yeah.
Like they did that on purpose, and the reason why it got canceled because they just rolled it out wrong. Like they made this AI have like tattoos. They put him in jail and stuff like that. They did like all like these crazy things. Everyone's like, "Yo, what the heck is this? It looks mad racist and stereotypical and stuff like that, right?" So Capitol Records took that AI off the charts, put it in storage, but I don't think they really put it in storage. I think they just distributed that technology through different ways, and we're seeing it right now in front of our eyes.
I mean, look, I think there is now a perfect way for Kendrick to respond to Drake. So many culture vulture allegations, so many allegations of, hey, you are not for this culture. You're just using this culture to your advantage. Similar to what a lot of people said about Eminem when he was in his heyday. But I guess Eminem wasn't that. Anyways, regardless, a lot of these same, you know, kind of allegations that Drake gets about vulture culture and you don't write your own stuff, you don't do your own stuff, et cetera, et cetera. This is a perfect angle for Kendrick to respond to. You are exactly embodying exactly what people tell you you are. You're taking from the culture, you're exploiting it, you're using Tupac and Snoop's voice without the consent and whatever. It's just, and I don't want to hear the argument about Mortal Man. I don't want to hear the argument about the Heart Part 5 music video because those are two completely separate
Completely
things.
different, separate things.
Mortal Man was, yes, he got the permission to use that first and foremost. Two, this isn't AI that he used. He used actual interview footage, right? And clipped it together to create a conversation. And then with the Heart Part 5, that's not AI. He didn't use AI to make the music videos. It's CGI, which,
The
by
fact
the
we have to
way,
explain this, I was gonna tell you, yes, don't even explain this to people, but continue.
yeah, it's CGI, which we see all the time in like Marvel movies and DC movies and all that type of stuff, which, by the way, most people think of as generally acceptable stuff. It's not artificial intelligence to
Please tell
use.
me you didn't respond to anybody talking like this
I didn't,
online.
of
Please
course
tell
I
me
didn't.
you
Of
didn't
course
spend
I
any
didn't.
time.
No. But I saw a lot of the discourse about that. And I
Oh my
just think it's
gosh.
stupid. It's ridiculous to try and compare that. That to me is dick riding. That to me is I'm a Drake stan. I'm gonna stay a Drake stan. No
No matter
matter what,
what.
Kendrick drops, Kendrick could drop the greatest diss. Kendrick could sample Hit 'Em Up and use it
drop
and
ether
then
type bars
drop
like...
an ether. Yeah, and by the way, ether is overrated, but regardless, the beat is fine. that I stand on that as a Jay fan. See me, I'll do the thing that Drake stands are doing. As a Jay-Z fan, I'll stand on that. Anyways, I think that's just insane stan culture, like the way that this, and I mean, man, I see people saying like, yo, it was creative for Drake to do this. No, it wasn't creative. It's
lazy.
It's not only lazy, but it's someone who is terminally online. I'm not trying to use that as a diss. I'm a person who's terminally online. I spend a lot of my time on Twitter and on social media. I understand that. I can like recognize a moment.
Ladies and gents, he just picked up his phone like it was a trophy.
yeah, look at this shit. No, but I can recognize a trend, use it, and then make something with it in order to create interaction and engagement. That's 95% of the shit I do online.
Yeah.
That being said, that is exactly what Drake did. Drake did exactly that. The whole diss was about, you know, throughout the time, it was like, oh, is this AI or is this a leak? Is this AI or is this a leak? Is this AI or is this a leak? Knowing that, this dude went and made an AI song in order to get the shock value. And on top of that,
I don't like it.
On top of that, he's talking about he was doing the whole groomer bar, like, oh yeah, Tupac. He made Tupac be like, oh yeah, say how Drake likes young girls, whatever, whatever. Bro, it doesn't like absolve you of that.
It's nasty behavior. Like it doesn't absolve you. And like I know people, he gets away with a lot of things. Like there's an infamous clip of him on stage serenading that girl when she asked about her age, right? And then you know what I mean? But to the Drake super fan, they just, all these things just go past their blinders.
It goes
and they don't
past.
Seem to care. And that is so sneaky, the fact that you're using like hip hop legends like Tupac and manipulating his voice to like absolve you of your crimes, like he's your lawyer or something like that, and
also,
the rap sphere.
Well, also you're trying to take away the shock factor. Like if Kendrick were to say that now in a diss track, does that have the same pull? It probably still does.
Of course it does, bro. It won't have the 8 Mile effect, bro. Not with these type of stuff that's going on. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. You can't with these ones. Shock factor
say,
or not.
You can't say Clarence's parents had a real good marriage and then
like it's not the same.
It's not the same. Not the same. If we're weighing it, man.
Yeah. Well, let's stay in rap beef for a little minute, man. Quavo and Chris Breezy.
What an undercard.
Nice.
Crazy. Yeah, that was for the bantamweight belt, bro. This is crazy.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, featherweight champion of the world between Chris Breezy and Quavo. Shit, they were fighting for the Intercontinental Championship. Meanwhile, these
man mixing all sports into bro, they said, I'll see you at WrestleMania next year and then drop the track, eh?
Yeah, this is the ECW, TLC match right here, bro. Mick Foley versus
Money
Undertaker.
In the Bank.
Yeah, bro.
Here's a picture of Sweetie. And
Shane McMahon and thing and Triple H. And then Sweetie is what's it called? what's his name? Victoria McMahon? I forgot her name.
Oh, anyway. Victoria McMahon. Yeah.
Anyways. Crazy, absolutely wild, and Chris Brown clearly said some insane shit to
insane
Quavo.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like I, you know, this kind of popped out of nowhere for me. It's just like, where does this even come from? Am I supposed to care about any of this really? This feels like one that could actually turn from a rap beef to an actual beef and could get
that's serious.
You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Like this like these guys, the Drakes and the Kendricks and whatnot, they're not gonna do anything to other than what's it called? Drake getting fans to throw water and paint at Pusha T and at the concert that we were at that one time. Like there's nothing that's gonna be an aggressive, like you're getting jumped or whatever, right? That's not gonna happen.
Wait, so tell me when Metro and Future come to Scotiabank Arena this summer, they're not gonna get water dashed to them in the front row?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine they boo Metro and Future when they get there? Hell no, that'd be crazy.
I doubt it. Like tickets are like 50% sold out already. Like, unless.
But to me, this is weird. This is one of those beefs that could get really, really like serious quick. And so, I hope it doesn't get to that point. You know.
I hope so, not because I mean, Quavo did jump out first, but man, Chris Brown was talking real spicy, man, talking about like, I don't really care about your ex. I was still with her at the same time, which is kind of like, first of all, like, why is your girl going courtside to a basketball game, man? Personally, I ain't letting that happen with another dude. That is wild, bro. You can't be doing that, man.
What's the Timbaland line, you know,
And
from the Drake song?
shorter courtside at a Hawks game while you're at home making melodies for, I don't know, Meek Mill or another track. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know what Quavo was thinking. And secondly, saying that, yo, when crazy, yo, when he died, everyone wish it was you instead.
Yeah, that was
Yo, that's
nuts. That was
wild.
nuts. That's just vile. Like that's something that could actually get you done up for, you know? Like I just yeah, I think that's crazy. Yeah, I mean I hope it doesn't get any more serious than that. I'm with the drama, like don't get me wrong, I'm with the drama, but to a certain extent, like I like the beef, I like the entertainment factor of it, but I don't
Chris
want to
Brown got
get.
some bars on there as well too.
Sure. I actually just saw a remix where they put the diss track over the Like That beat, which was kind of tough, actually.
Okay, see, look at that. Hip hop's coming back, man. People, rejuvenating everything, man. The blog game is going through the roof, man.
Metro,
People must be,
shut your whole ass up and make some
you know
drums.
what
But
I mean?
you know what's crazy? He cooks with those drums, bro. I'm not gonna lie to
That's
you.
what I'm saying. The disrespect too, and then like having the bands out playing outside of what out of
Magic
Starlets and
City,
stuff like or Magic
yeah.
City. Oh, that's
Yeah.
crazy, man. If I was Metro, I would just make a trash beat and put like Drake lyrics over it or something like that,
Yeah, use
or I
AI
don't know.
back.
Yeah, exactly. Use AI back. Put like I don't know, put like a Fifi Dobson sample, and then put like Drake's hardest bars behind it or whatever.
So you know what's crazy? This is another part of it. Shout out to Lucian and Drake, right? All the little AI songs that came out from Drake that you hear online, and you're like, is that AI or is it not? They've been trying to get that taken down. Every single time you post something Drake, hey, we've experienced this
Oh,
before,
for sure, yeah.
where you post anything Drake related, they taking that shit down quick. I've done video edits to like NBA stuff with Drake music in the background, instant clip, done. You're done. You get blocked, you get copyright infringement, all that stuff. And so it's funny to me that given all that, this dude takes AI, makes a Tupac and Snoop Dogg song, and now it's like, oh, we gotta praise him for that? All right, whatever. But we'll see how Kendrick responds, man. We'll see.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like I know a lot of people want it sooner rather than later, but hey, he take some time, but don't take too much time, man, considering your track record, man. Just come out crazy. Because one thing with these AI tracks is that now when the actual track comes out, it's like, oh, everyone might be like, okay, like I kind of heard something similar that you could have done to this. So like I don't know why you didn't go this direction. So it might take a little bit of the punch away from it, no pun intended. And I think Drake knows that. That's why he keeps dropping these AI tracks
You're not
and trying to
wrong.
play these media tricks to do the best that he can. But it's working. It's working, I'll say that.
Yeah, and
Playing the
ACK,
game
I mean,
well.
it's crazy the way ACK has been kind of every day. He's like 7 days since Kendrick Lamar has not responded. 8 days,
Yeah, that's not
Kendrick
for real.
Lamar has not.
He's Drake's number one fan, no matter what, like
I know, I
to the
know.
death.
It is what
So
it
like,
is. Yeah.
there's a lot of little bias, or a lot of bias when it comes to that side. But yeah, I can't believe he dropped it during the same time Taylor Swift dropped too. Like Drake dropping this track on DSPs the same week that Taylor Swift dropped her album shows he's really about that war. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. You
Yeah,
see
and then he
those T
said,
Swift numbers, by the way?
yeah, what did she do? What were her numbers?
Ooh, she did like 2 million first week, and I think,
God
ooh,
damn, 2 million.
yeah, and I think 1.2 was just first day
That's
alone.
fucking nuts. That's insane.
First day alone.
And like, no disrespect to the Swifties, I haven't listened to the album yet, so I
Neither
don't
have
know.
I.
I don't know yet. My wife is a big Swift fan, so she's listened to it. She said she liked it, but from what I've seen online, it feels like people aren't the biggest fans of this particular album. I could be
Okay.
wrong. It could just be my algorithm. It could just
Ladies
be
and
what's being
gents,
fed to
his
me.
Twitter handle
It could just be me, the algorithm feeding this to me this way. But from what I've seen, people were really confused about her saying that she wanted to go back to the 1830s without the racism. People were confused about some of the bars that she had. Apparently,
Hold on, wait a minute. How does that work? Wait. We can't just gloss over that.
That's what
Wait
I'm
a minute.
saying.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying, big dog. See, you see what the algorithm feeds me? How am I supposed to not assume that people like the album? You know what I mean? Yeah, she has a bar on there where she's like, we used to play this game where we would pick a place to travel to, and I would pick the 1830s, but without all the races. And it's like, okay. Why would you want to
Right.
go back? Why
Well,
you
okay.
want to go back to see the Industrial Revolution? What's going on? Like,
You
really?
want
Like,
moonshine or something like
yeah.
that? I
You
guess.
want to
Okay.
see the beginnings of communism? Like, I don't understand. Either way, I again haven't listened to the album, so I'm not gonna give my like full-blown perspective. But 1.8, 2 million is just insane. That those it and it's insane if you've been listening to this podcast for a really long time, folks. If you've been
Yeah.
listening, if you've been tapped in, you know we'll put you do numbers of the week, and like, you know, it'll be like, oh cool, Drake sold 500K first week. Oh cool, freaking Lil Skies sold 10K first week, whatever.
Okay, Lil Skies does not sell no 10K
This
first
man said 2 million. I haven't heard a
units
million.
first week,
I haven't
not
heard.
streams, not single downloads, not from scarf sales,
That's
not
nuts.
from anything. Units. She moved 2 million units in the first week. That
I've
is ridiculous.
never ever heard that. And shout out to her for doing that. I mean, like everything,
These are
you
like
think
early
like it's.
hip hop numbers before streaming, when like G-Unit was just coming out and they're just dropping you
Exactly. Yeah.
or like a Wayne or something like that.
It
But
feels like
in
it's sort of
today,
like the it's it feels like if like there was like a People magazine, it feels like it would be the year of Taylor Swift, just because like the concert,
for
the
sure,
Travis Kelce stuff, and
the
then like
NFL
NFL.
numbers,
Yeah,
yeah, like
it's just it's crazy, man. And then the document, not the documentary, but the concert release,
the
you know, they were
movie.
the
We did like
movie.
100 million in theaters as well too. It grossed a lot of
Right.
money. That's like big box office numbers right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that
That's
made more.
crazy.
That made more than a lot of movies I've enjoyed. And it's like, you
Disney
know.
would love that type of profit right now for some of the
For
movies that have
real.
been flopping.
Hey, speaking of, I don't know if you want to transition to what
I'm
we've been
about it.
watching.
Yes, sir.
But I've been in my bag with two shows.
Will you talk to me?
Okay, two shows, and they're so fire. Like every week I'm on pins and needles waiting for these episodes to drop. Shogun is the first one, obviously, that you know. Mariko-sama, you know, shout out to everything, just fire,
Gang,
amazing, all
gang.
great. I don't know if you're caught up, but episode 9 is incredible, super
Nah,
fire.
I get caught up.
Yeah, you got to get caught up. And then the other show is X-Men 97. I don't know if you've been tapped in, but
Well, you told me about it.
it's amazing. It's like the best X-Men depiction I've ever seen, and it's like it's just really good. It's amazing. I thought it was great. Obviously, like I love the First Class and like Last Stand and all that stuff. Like
Yeah.
that has some reverence for me too. But this is just so good, and it's so well done, and the animation is incredible and all that stuff. So those are the two that I'm tapped into pretty much every week, just kind of locked in, you know?
Okay, that's cool. I definitely gotta check out the X-Men one. You've been telling me for a hot minute, so I
Yeah.
gotta get into that one.
What have you
And
been watching?
what have I been I'm spending a lot of time down in the vault, in Vault 32, man. That's where I've been at, in Vault 32. I've been
Vault
watching
32.
Fallout, the new series, man. Very, very good series. Based on the running video game franchise from like the 19 what from like 1980s and stuff like that, and then the games that came out from like Fallout Vegas 2 and 3. 4 is probably my favorite one, but to see a video game be told so well, like adapted so well onto the screen, it was actually really good, better than I expected. Like, we can go on forever naming TV shows that just get the concept from a video game and then translate over, and it becomes very horrible. Most recent example I can think of is probably Halo, or even I can't even think. Yeah, most recent example probably Halo. But yeah, Fallout, very, very good show. I've been watching that, binged it
I've
over
heard
like
it's
two, 3 days.
really good. I've heard it's really
Very,
good.
very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much better. I went to there kind of like iffy, considering how many shows kind of got canceled and stuff like that from video game franchises, but this one's definitely doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I've heard it was really incredibly well done, and I gotta tap into that too. So I'll get started on Fallout if you get started on X-Men. I'm gonna Yeah, I've heard a lot. I played the Vegas game, Fallout Vegas, so I've heard it's pretty much similar to that in some realm.
Okay.
So
Oh,
yeah.
you're playing one of the Fallout games. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool. All right, yo. Hey, man. Next week or two, we gotta get on a console. I finally got a new system, and I haven't played with any of my friends yet. So, but
What
I
system?
did. I got the PS5. I told you last time I came to your crib.
Oh yeah. Well,
Ladies and gents, like
you gotta
sometimes
finish.
when we hang out, he just doesn't listen to me. Like in one ear, out the other. He'd just be like, "Oh yeah, how you
You gotta
doing?"
finish Spider-Man first before I even talk to you
I
about
beat the
that.
first game, man. You'll talk to me. Don't talk to me at all, dog.
You still got two games left, brother.
No, there's only two, right? The first one and then the sequel to the Miles Morales one.
There's the first one, there's the Miles Morales one, and then the third one, which is both of them together.
Oh, I never played the first one. I just went straight to Miles Morales, and then the recent one came
I
out.
mean, you don't necessarily need to. Like, it's okay. Like, whatever. Most of the, I would say most of the third movie is related to the second. Sorry, third video game is related to the second anyway. So you're good.
Okay. Well, if you have a physical disc, I might come through and actually borrow it because I got a physical thing as well too. So, yeah, give it a go. If not, that's that. Anyways, oh wow, look at us doing a little bit of banter at the end of the pod. We should probably end it off so that people can get around for their livelihoods. All right. Until next time, Mr. Boris, no good podcast. We'll see you soon.
You're